This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Couple NFC East teams in action last night as you get the Eagles beating the Cowboys. If you want to join the show, 888-808-1019. You're going to see the Giants and Commanders. Everybody around here, I feel like, is high on the Giants except me. I don't understand it. I hear a lot of people really excited about them. Chris McMonagle's got them going 2-0 in the first two games against the Commanders and the Cowboys. You and Jerry are all over the Giants. And listen, I really do hope that you guys are right. And I know that there's Giants fans out there that I hear it all the time, you know, in person when I'm out doing stuff and on the social media. Oh, you want the Giants to lose? I do not. I want to hammer this home. I do not want to be in October and have them irrelevant. I just don't believe that they are going to get more than 5 wins in this season with this schedule, with everything that's going on. They were a 3-win team last year, and now we're in this dangerous, weird territory where you got this young quarterback and this coach who needs to win, and what you don't want to do, if you can avoid it, is having Jackson Dart come in, learn this offense, and all of a sudden there's a new coaching staff next year that has to start him, and he's got to learn a whole new offense again, and he's a rookie all over again, essentially.
Well, that's the thing that I just think they're going to be more competitive. The Daniel Jones era is over. They do have a little bit of an exciting young player that, you know, if he has to play, believe me, he'll make some plays. He'll do some dumb things just simply because that's the nature of the beast, but He'll make some plays, but my general feeling about the Giants is just that they're going to be faster on defense, and they're going to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So, which should take some of the sting out of some of the problems that Deontay Banks had last year. And look, they rebuilt their secondary. You know, this is essentially a new secondary with the exception of Deontay Banks, I guess. So, but I mean, they're gonna pass rush. And hopefully they're going to get some more turnovers this year. And let's face it, the injuries that hit Daniel Jones and his personality in this situation, it was a flat team. I just don't feel like they're a flat team coming into the season this year. I believe that there's truly young, aggressive players that seem, at least when I saw them at practice, looked a hell of a lot faster than they had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, but is that going to translate into wins? Because they have to translate into wins for this regime to stick around.
Why shouldn't it?
Well, because just being faster on defense, playing in one of the tougher divisions, and having the schedule that they have is difficult.
I saw two quarterbacks that played really well last night. And that's going to be, you know, the rub for these two guys because they're going to play a third of these three quarterbacks in the division on opening weekend. And they're going to have to control those guys. And you can see how Jalen Hurts is virtually can't control the guy, even though Al hates the guy and hates the way he plays and slides too much and he runs too much and all this kind of, you know, secondary playing that he does. That's a big part of Jaden Daniels as well.
Oh, of course.
But that's why you want to get faster on defense. And that's why this front seven. I can't wait to see them, actually. I'm really looking forward to see how this team comes out, especially with Abdul Carter, and how Russell Wilson hopefully is going to stabilize this offense, at least early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if they got off to a big start and beat the Commanders and a team that went to the NFC Championship game last year, and you go in and knock them off in week one. That would be awesome. And then, you know, traditionally, and I know that things have changed massively with the Commanders with Jaden Daniels being the quarterback, but the Giants have had a ton of success against this franchise, even when they've been bad. So that would be great. It's just that if they end up losing this game and then they go down to Dallas and they start 0-2 and then they got to stare at the Chiefs in week three, it just could get ugly again quick because no one's got any patience anymore.
We don't want that, that's for sure. And it's really, I think a lot of it's going to have to do, like if I were a Cowboy fan coming away from last night's game, I like the way that Brian Schottenheimer handled his team. I like the way that Brian Schottenheimer got the offense going. I like the way that Dak Prescott looked. I mean, they're a completely different team than they were last year because of the quarterback being on the field. Now, it's unfortunate that CeeDee Lamb had as many drops as he did, and it's unfortunate that Miles Sanders fumbled the ball. But overall, I would sit there and say, if I were a fan, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they should have chance of winning the game.
No, they should have won. I'm just trying to see the early line on week two. So the Giants obviously haven't played yet, but the Cowboys are only a 3-point favorite next week as it sits now. Now, that could change significantly if the Giants blow out the Commanders or they get blown out or whatever it may be, but it's only Dallas minus three right now.
By the way, you could stream all your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Mm. And visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There you go.
Yeah.
That was like one of those things that's going to be jammed into a red zone.
Oh, that's right. Just like that. Yeah, and while you're there at Paramount Plus, watch Mobland while you're hanging out.
Mobland was awesome.
Why don't you watch a couple of those shows while you're there hanging out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to John in Boston. What's going on, John?
Boomer Geo, happy Friday.
Yeah, John. What's up, man?
All right, I'm agreeing with my man Al. Philadelphia is just not aesthetically pleasing to watch. I know they're the champs. They're probably going to get back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, it's. I feel like I'm watching the Bad Boy Pistons of the 80s or the Knicks and Heat of the 90s. It's like just not really fun to watch in terms of quarterback play. He's awesome, Jalen Hurts. He may win the MVP for all we know. I still prefer the quarterback who can sit in the pocket, work the pocket, and then navigate downfield and then make layered throws that are just absolutely
amazing. So who's your favorite team to watch then? Who's your favorite team to watch that's aesthetically pleasing?
Cincinnati. And, okay. And again, they went 9-8 last year, but I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the league, especially at a lot of the stuff that is going to translate to a long career as far as reading defenses and ball placement and judgment and
he's
all that.
He's already had two major injuries, too, by the way.
I got it. And because his offensive line is so pathetic. And Boomer, I loved watching you. You were aesthetically as pleasing as any quarterback I've ever seen, especially with the ball fakes, which no one does anymore. Like, you used to trick the cameraman, the director, and everybody that you'd have the ball 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and no one knew you had it. Like, that was, to me, that's fun to watch.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that, and it's nice to be known as aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, still to this day, you're very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny as Boomer was ready to hang up on the guy. And Boomer, I loved you, too. Then all of a sudden, 30 seconds.
Gotta hear some more of that. Gotta
hear some more of that is right. Yes, I do agree with him that the Bengals are very, very fun to watch because their defense stinks, too, and you get a lot of high-scoring games and up and down the field, and people love offense. But I don't feel the same way about the Eagles as he does. I mean, there's a lot of plays down the field for them. I mean, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and the big play ability and some of the stuff that Saquon Barkley did last year. I mean, they are not a boring team. This is not the bad boy Pistons in any way, shape, or form. I mean, maybe you want to talk about the tush push being a thing that could be boring because it always works. But, I mean, they got big play, splash play ability.
I would have said the Vikings were exciting. The Lions are exciting. You know, when the 49ers were healthy and Brock Purdy was doing his thing, they were exciting. Of course, Josh Allen is exciting. Lamar Jackson's exciting. But they have an extra, you know, a portion to their game that I don't think the previous caller really likes.
Yeah.
But the thing about Joe Burrow and the Bengals, Joe Burrow may throw for 6,000 yards this year.
Yeah.
And Jamar Chase may have 150 catches.
Yeah. I mean, and they may need every single bit of that to make it to the playoffs. And who knows? Maybe their defense is just better this year based on coordinator and just the fact that they were so bad last year. I don't know.
The coordinator that they have there, Al Golden, was actually on the staff under Lou Anarumo. And then he left and he went to Michigan.
And was that the same Al Golden that coached Miami for a while? That the guy?
I believe that's who it is, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got a lot of experience, of course.
He does.
So, I mean, Anarumo getting fired was shocking, though.
Yeah, but he's now in Indianapolis.
Landed on his feet?
Yeah, of course.
And good for him. He gets to go from watching Joe Burrow to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Lucky Lou. That's why they call him Lucky Lou. Always ends up in a great situation.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Rick in Fort Lauderdale. What's going on, Rick?
So, guys, one thing gives me hope with the New York Jets, and it has to do with your show. Mm. Do you remember back in March when Phil Simms was on the show? Boomer asked him, what do you think of the Jets getting Justin Fields? Do you remember his answer?
Oh, he loved it. He said that was the best place for him, and he was going on and on about how it was the perfect fit.
Exactly. That's the only hope I've had because I bought into the Kool-Aid for 2 years. Thank you, Phil Simms, for giving me hope.
Yeah, well, yeah, now's
totally,
the time.
I totally disagree with Phil Simms, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
Totally. I mean, you know, I don't know what the other alternative was other than to keep Aaron Rodgers, but I've told you a million times that wasn't going to happen because of the McAfee comment. But,
Yeah, that hope is going to disappear in the first quarter of the game on Sunday.
Well, hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully, you know, he settles down and this is a good offense for him. And
I've never been more confident in offense being terrible than this Jets team.
Okay.
Honestly,
even when, what's his name was here? Zach Wilson? She hated him.
No, well, not hated, but I knew he was a terrible player. Yeah, because I actually had a little bit of hope in the beginning for him. Because we hadn't seen him play.
Right.
And then when I saw him play, that changed. I've seen Justin Fields play. This offense is going to be miserable. Absolutely miserable. There's going to be third and sevens, third and eights, just third and longs in general, and he's going to be throwing the ball at the feet of wide receivers, and he's going to get booed off the field.
Well, maybe he'll do what Jalen Hurts did last night.
Huh. That's cute. That was fun.
Why not?
Because they're the Jets, and the Eagles are the defending champs. Right. And they got guys all over the place that you got to pay attention to.
If I'm playing a guy like Justin Fields, not so much Jalen Hurts, but Justin Fields, I'm just playing zone defense. I'm not playing man-to-man coverage. I'm not turning my back to the line of scrimmage. And I have one defender that is going to be watching him and just trying to mirror wherever he goes. There's no reason to play man coverage. There really is none.
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw the ball. very well.
It's not, he could throw it. It's just...
he's not accurate.
He doesn't process things very well. That's the problem. And that has been the problem. And now, four systems in 4 years. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so essentially you're agreeing with me here, even though you gave me a little pushback.
I'm not giving you pushback. I'm just trying to be real.
Well, yeah.
I know Phil's a silver lining guy.
He certainly is. Well, with some things. I think with quarterbacks, he's a silver lining guy. I think life in general, he's not. But silver lining for quarterbacks.
Life in general.
What, yeah, life in general. He's just, he's ornery. Just an ornery fella. He's always going after you. He's not finding silver linings with you and me. He's trying to rib us as much as possible. No. Things like that.
Shut your ass up.
See, that's what I mean. That's what we're talking about right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.